This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Real quick, Star Tournament leaderboard update. All right, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. That's for the Ford Truck, Haney Boat Package, and Coastline Trailer. We have two tagged Reds weighed in. One is pending polygraph. The other one's confirmed. Gary Mershon of Houston. He weighed his in at Marina Bay Harbor. He was the first tag. And in the blue tag division for the transport boat Mercury Coastline Package, Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, and Brian Cook of Dripping Springs. Now those are all confirmed. And Sheephead and Ricky Rangel, 9 pounds, 9 ounces. Gaff Top, Justin Morrison, 6 pounds, 1 ounce. Black Drum, Sue Lee of League City, 11 pounds, 10 ounces. And offshore, the Hall Power Offshore Division, no kingfish yet, 30-pound minimum. Dorado's a 20-pound minimum. Cameron Huebner with a 37-pound, 3-ounce dolphin of Fulshear. And Cobia Ling, 56 pounds, 15 ounce, caught by Danielle Grunewald of Freeport, and Red Snapper, 20-pound minimum, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, a 25-pound, 8-ounce Red Snapper. So that's your Star Tournament leaderboard update, and next week we'll have some new fish for you, we hope. Lots of tags, I hope, come in this week. All right, let's go down to Baffin Bay in South Texas, all that good area, and talk to our good friend, Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you
What's
doing
up?
This morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better. I'm here, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, I'll admit, I'm a little tired this morning. It's been a long week.
Yeah, it has.
Been a long, interesting, action-packed week. So, yeah, I'll start with the fishing first and get to the other news later. But, fishing's been, you know, even though we had the full moon this week, the fishing was actually surprisingly pleasant. Big trout bites, it's still pretty early in the morning. And I mean, like, the first 2 hours, the bigger trout, tend to feed a little heavier in the early morning. Mm-hmm. And they've been coming up on that upper column. So top water bite, double D bite. A lot of times we're seeing this where right when you lift up that lure and it comes up in the upper column, they come up and just smash it.
Right.
And that's what happened earlier this week. Way up, tucked up on some grass, and here lately, that's the kind of structure that I've been focusing on and fishing is kind of windward shorelines with a little bit of grass tucked on the edges of it parallel to it, and that mm-hmm. grass has been holding some very nice fish along with some a lot of bait.
Right.
And right now, we've got a lot of finger mullet, and we've got a lot of menhaden, and so we haven't had our menhaden kill yet. It's coming. I know it's coming because we've got some high pressure that's fixing to move in, and it's going to get hot pretty quick. But I've been enjoying the low pressure.
Too, you know that hurts.
I
too,
know it.
You don't have any wave action and chop to put oxygen back in the water. Plus, they'll all gang up when it gets calm, and then they'll deplete their own oxygen.
That's right, and I see it every summer, and it's usually in late July, August, somewhere in that area. When the winds die down, heat index is 112 to 115, and it has to be a good stretch of days, long days like that.
Yeah.
And typically we see that in August, and that's typically when we see a lot of those menhaden floating around in Baffin, and all that dead menhaden can promote brown tide.
Yeah,
that's the downfall. That's the downfall about it. But
creates
I will
bacteria.
Say that yes, it does. And of course, back there we don't have much. We don't have any water flow.
No, it's
funny.
Kind of like a lake, man.
It's just an enclosed lake. And, you know, I had some clients earlier this week, and they were like, "When's the tide coming in?" And I laughed. I said, "We don't have tides back here." I
no.
said, they were, you know, they didn't know Baffin Bay very well, and evidently. And so I told them, "Look, I said, our wind drives our bay. It drives our water. I said, the closest outlet to the Gulf is going to be Port Aransas, Corpus Christi area, or down south, Port Mansfield." I said, it's a pretty long ways. I said, it's typically, it's wind-driven, mullet-driven, and it's an enclosed bay system. I told them, I always tell these kind of clients that are new to Baffin and they don't quite understand the dynamic of our ecosystem. I tell them that wind is our friend back here. You need wind.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of wind.
Absolutely. And I said, this low pressure that we've been fortunate to have in the last couple of weeks has been very nice, too. I said, a little bit of wind with this low pressure leading into a full moon. I said, typically, I'm not very enthusiastic about fishing around a full moon. I said, but these conditions kind of spark up a little bit more activity. So not only that, but our salinity right now is in the mid-30s, 40s. I tasted it.
Yeah, that's low for there.
Oh, my goodness. It is.
Well, y'all have had enough rain this year to kind of knock it back, you know?
Yeah, and it is ideal right now. There is grass, Nikki, growing in places that I've never seen grass grow before.
Man, some of that grass I walked through with you was thick. I thought I was wading in, you know, a lake somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that turtle grass and that shell grass up, yeah, closer to the mouth. It's real thick up there. Of course, we've got a lot of floating grass. It's not as bad as it was earlier this kind of late spring into early summer. It's definitely died down a little bit. The rain has helped a lot with the amount of dead grass floating around everywhere, because I believe it has to be 50,000 parts in the 50 range to 60 range in order to kill all that grass. Yeah. That's what Texas Parks and Wildlife told me.
Right.
And so they've been doing a lot of surveys, and of course I have friends that do all that stuff. Matter of fact, they've fished with me before. The young lady that does the surveys, usually when you pull up, she has the measuring stick and whatnot. Her and her husband have fished with me years back. And so here recently, they've been working on a new project, and she told me about it back in, I want to say it was back in April, early April, maybe late March. Mm-hmm. And I had just been talking to some of my clients about it, and it was here in Bath, and I had a father and daughter with me, and we were chit-chatting about trout and, you know, potential ideas and whatnot, and I start talking to them about it. So, you know, I really wish that there was some kind of program where they could actually tag these trout and track them. And I kid you not, like a couple days later, or it might have been that same day when I pulled in, my friend Libby, that works for Texas Parks and Wildlife, she was there, and we got to talking, and she said, we're starting a new program where we're going to be capturing, tagging, and tracking trout, and the goal was 50 trout over 25 inches, and that was a couple months back, and that's when she first told me about it, and I said, I was just talking to some of my clients about how awesome a program like that would be, and how much I would be interested in helping. She said, I'll keep you updated. She said, I'm sure we're going to need your help. I said, you got me. I said, I'm at your disposal. I will help. And so this week I was fortunate enough to help Texas Parks and Wildlife with that program. And I've been having a lot of different questions. And one of them was, what are y'all catching them with? Rod and reel lures. I mean, just how I fish normally, that's how they're caught with plastics or whatever we're throwing at the given time. We're waiting, and of course, Ethan, the gentleman that's helping this program go forth and capturing these trout, he asked me to join them. I think it was on Wednesday. Yeah, it was on Wednesday. And of course, I was like, count me in. I'm all in. I'm at your disposal. And so we went to some really good areas where I know that it's been holding some pretty good trout, the caliber of trout that they're looking to tag. And so we had one bite. Of course, this is on a full moon. This is a day or two before the full moon. And Ethan was like, yeah, we were coming here this morning. We saw that full moon. I said, don't worry about it. I said, they're still going to eat. They still got to eat sometime. So, and I said, early in the morning, the first 3 hours is going to be the time to get on a good one. So sure enough, first wade, I put him on that grass line. I said, all your bites going to be on that grass line. Sure enough, they were up there. And he had his rod tip up. He was throwing a straight rat tail, kind of a boogeyman kind of color, that real deep green. little bit of gold flake in it. Sun hadn't really quite come up yet. It was up, but it wasn't shining. It was a little bit overcast, cloudy, and whatnot. So it was, you know, dark. Water was chalked up, but a little bit clearer up towards the grass. I said, y'all are going to want to throw something dark, gold or red flake. If it has it, that's even better, just a little shimmer. And sure enough, I was just to the left of him, and I heard that trout come. I thought he was throwing a topwater just because of the way she came up and grabbed it. And she came up on the upper column right when that lure touched surface. She came up and sucked it in real loud. And I said, oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
He said, man, she grabbed it. And he was in probably, and he's real tall, but he was in probably about just below knee deep water. So real shallow up early in the morning, and full commit. I mean, just a full absolute commit. And so he bagged that fish. I weighed her. She was right at 7. And I said, that's a solid fish. And so we, one of the other individuals that was with us for Texas Parks and Wildlife, there was 3 of them, went and got the boat. He had the fish in the bag. We walked back and tried to keep the contact to a minimum with that fish.
No doubt.
So I told him, I said, I can put her on the boga. Usually what I'll do is I'll just leave her on the boga and let her float or swim freely. But there is a risk of losing her. You know, every once in a while they'll slip off that boga. So we put her in the bag, kind of opened up the bag a little bit, made sure there was plenty of room in there, took her back to the boat. And so the process begins with they've got a big cooler, and so they fill that cooler up with the water right there in that area, and they have a CO2 tank with a bubbler, and they get all that prepared before we even grab her and put her in. And in that little cooler there's a net with like 2 little floaters on it, and that's basically the gurney,
like a cradle for the fish. Yeah.
Right, the cradle for the fish. And so that fish is placed in there. And so this is kind of a two-man job. You need somebody that to assist and help hold the fish and do all that stuff. And so he's got everything laid out as far as the all the little utensils to make the incision and suture back up.
And the little there and all that.
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah. So you start off by making a little tiny incision, maybe about an inch long, they fit that little tracker right in there, and then stitch her back up, and then they tag her. So they have numbers for all the tags, and they've been given those big trout old lady names. And so Ethan goes, what do you want to name her? I said, let me think of an old lady name. So I thought my great great grandmother's name was Mary. I said, let's do Mary.
There you go.
They were like, there you go. That's it.
That was my mom's name. All right. Let me knock this break out, Rihanna. I'll be right back at you. Hang on a second.
All righty.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, and fasteners or gaskets, you need them really quick, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first 3 letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 6:22 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back.
All righty. Yeah, that trout, she was number 16 out of 50.
Yeah.
So they've got a little ways to go.
Got a ways to go, but that's all right.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
Of course. And of course, the way that they're catching them, it's, you know, we know it takes a little bit of time, it takes a little bit of patience, and they're trying to fish around good moon faces. But of course, it's not always possible. You know, they try to get out there as much as possible and take advantages of the conditions that are given.
Yeah.
But they said all of those fish that they've tagged and released have kicked off healthy. Another question that I've gotten before about it was if there has been a study done on the survival rate of those trout, putting them through that much stress. And yes, there has been.
Especially in
Parks and Wildlife. Yes, yeah. So the fisheries department did do a study on the handling of those trout. And so those trout are more resilient than we think. And, you know, if you think about it, just think about all the incisions and gashes that our treble hooks make on those fish. I mean,
yeah.
I've seen some pretty gnarly gashes made with treble hooks, you know, on the outside of the face, inside on the gills. I've seen them throw up their stomachs and kick off fine. I think also, too, with the conditions given right now of our water, the salinity, the water temperature, this low pressure has been keeping our temperatures pretty mild as far as summer conditions go. So I think that has a lot to do with how these trout are acting. They're not real. You know, sometimes in August, later in the day, if you catch one later in the day, they're kind of real heavy. And when I say real heavy, they kind of don't jerk around much or are real active. You're kind of pulling them is what I'm trying to say. And these trout haven't been acting like that. They're all full of life. Every single trout that we've caught and released, my clients and I, and then of course, and these trout that they've been tagging, they have all kicked off very healthy and aggressively. You know, the
that's good.
So I think they're going to be just fine. I really have no doubt in my mind that that they'll survive. And so the tracking system, they've placed several receivers throughout Baffin Bay, and a lot of people are saying, put one out over here, over there. And I'm like, this is for Baffin Bay. So that's from Point Pinescal to Point of Rock. That's Baffin Bay. The cut is not Baffin Bay. North over by Bird Island is not Baffin Bay. Just, you know, it's inside of Baffin Bay. When you look at a map, Baffin Bay is from Point Pinescal to Point of Rocks. That's Baffin. So that's where all the receivers are. So every time that one of those track fish swims near by one of those, and I don't know as far as the range it has to be in order to pick up. I'm sure it's a pretty good range. It will pick up and receive that data, and it will record it into a database. And so I know there's one. I know where all the ones are in Alazon, the ones in the Cayo, Middle Baffin. So there's quite a few of them. All placed around Baffin. So I'm pretty curious and interested to see the end results. I'm really excited to see it as far as where they travel, where they go, the patterns.
It'd be a cool
throughout.
Study, man.
I think it's a really good study. I was very honored to be part of it, to help and assist. So of course,
well, before we run out of time today, with this cool study and research and everything, I wish this Seven Seas company that's putting in that desalinization plant down there would have spent a little more time in study and research. I mean, what's your take on that?
Man, I feel like there's a rat involved in it, to be honest with you. If you want me to be honest, I really do. I think everybody has their hand in a pocket. There's benefits for everybody, and I truly think that there's a lot more people involved in this than what they're saying. There's the event. The first event was held on July 8th, and so they also marked the official start of construction on that project on that day too. They broke ground that day, and so it's designed to deliver long-term water security, economic growth, that's the terms that they're using, and environmental benefits for Clayburgh and Nueces counties. Except for Baffin Bay. And so they're basically using Baffin. It's like a, I think it's
guinea pig,
between,
man.
It's a guinea pig. It's either Baffin Bay or Corpus Christi Bay. And so they're going to choose the minority over the majority. There's very fewer people here in Baffin Bay rather than Corpus Christi Bay. And so they're going to dump all that stuff, that brine, brackish water that has who knows what in it.
Well, they didn't explain that to y'all, what percentage of different, you know, in the brine, what was in it or what it would do. They don't.
Well, it's hypersaline. It's hypersaline brine. So it's going to throw off the natural ecosystem of Baffin. And so right now they're already pumping, I believe, 2 million gallons a day from a plant in Alice.
That goes into the Cayo, right?
Correct. And that's been happening for 2 months already. And so the new plant that they just broke ground for is going to be in Driscoll. I don't know exactly where in Driscoll, but I know it's what they're doing is they're driving that water. They're getting the water from underground aquifers in that area, and they're running it through the desalinization process to provide like 30 million gallons of drinking water a day for, I guess, Corpus Christi area. I think it's more for like all the industrial plants and stuff too, because I know that all those industrial plants are having a pretty big impact on the water system. And of course, Corpus Christi, and all the areas up north with Exxon and all those places, and Portland, of course, they're getting Portland and all that area up there with all those newer plants. But so, South Texas Water Authority claims that no decisions have been made yet. If you listen to them on the news, they say that no decisions have been made yet, but we were told otherwise. That,
well, why are they breaking ground then?
Right. It's
pretty much a done deal.
Correct. It's already been a signed, sealed, and delivered deal in August of 2024. 2024 August. That's when a contract was signed. Texas Water Authority has already signed a contract with Seven Seas dated August 7th of 2024. And so a lot of these elected officials are claiming they knew nothing about it, and I claim baloney.
I think they're
smoking cigars behind closed doors with all these people. That's how I feel about it. If you really want me to be honest, I think we're getting a
hose job. What?
Yep. And we're going to be the lab rat. And there's some people that are. I think there's a lot of folks that are higher up that have a lot of say in this. They've got a lot of money, big corporations. And I don't know where the King Ranch is in this deal too. You know, I haven't seen much anything about the King Ranch and any of the articles that I've read, but you got to know that that water runs through some of their property.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to know that it does. It's got to.
They'll be collecting their royalties.
Of course. And so, that event, that first public hearing that was held last week on Tuesday, there's going to be another one this Tuesday in Corpus, and you bet I'll be there.
Yeah.
There was over 100 people in that little annex building. You couldn't fit one other person in there. All the chairs were taken up. And then behind in the wall, standing up in the corner in the wall, it was shoulder to shoulder in there. So they opened up public hearing first, and a lot of people spoke. And I was going to speak too, but the more I listened and the more I heard what really happened, that this is already a signed deal back in August, that my words, no matter how heartfelt, emotional, truthful with data, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. They had already made their decision. So I didn't go up there and speak because of that. And of course, there was a lot of folks that spoke that I definitely agreed with. And so, at this point in time, I don't know what it's going to take to. It's basically, I feel like now it's, I hope they don't do too much damage, is kind of my thinking on it, because it feels like the transparency was little
to
none.
There wasn't any. There wasn't any.
We didn't know about it.
If you got to hide to do something, it's not good.
And not only that, Mickey, but this next meeting, they're making it hard for people to speak. You have to sign up by a certain time before the meeting, online, blah, blah, blah. So when they're making it hard for you to speak, that's when you know something's wrong.
And how much time do you get? A couple of minutes or what?
I think it's like 3 minutes, probably
three
the
minutes.
Same as last.
Whoopee. Yeah, let's roll.
Yeah. Yep.
I got you.
And you, not much can be said in 3 minutes. It sounds like a long time, but on a subject like this, 3 minutes goes by really quick.
Yeah, it does. That's
that's
not a lot of time.
No, it's not. So the next meeting is going to be held in Corpus Christi. I think it's on Leopard Street at 5:30.
Yeah, Leopard Street. Yep.
Yeah.
Corpus Christi.
I don't have the exact location on my phone right now. I'd have to go online, but I'm sure I'll share it later this evening. If anybody wants to attend, I encourage you to attend. I'm going to continue attending these meetings just because I feel like presence is needed.
It is. And it's your livelihood.
And
whether
it
does
any
good or not, you got to at least show up. That's it.
Right. Yep. That's all you got to do.
Well, speaking of time, I'm out of it. If
all righty, Mickey.
Somebody wants to give you a call, Rihanna, give them your number so they can reach you, hon.
All righty. My number is 361-296-5400. I have a couple days left available at the end of this month on a good moon phase. If you want to make a Wade and Bath, and give me a call.
All right. Well, hey, we'll be pulling for you guys down there. We know all about what you're going through. We experience it daily up here.
Yes, sir. I hope that the damage stays to a minimal.
We're all hoping that. Last frontier. All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have a good Sunday. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. All right. That's Rihanna De La Cruz down in Baffin. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It's 640 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Bink Grimes. Bink, good morning. What's up, man?
Morning.
Good morning.
How's it going with everybody? Yeah, it is. Got to sleep in about 5.
That's good.
Nice. Yeah, I know you probably like to do that.
Been a long week.
Been a long week, man.
I promise you I'll be sleeping in tomorrow. You can bank on that.
I tell you, it hasn't been easy. Just July, man. Just July.
Yes, sir.
It just hasn't been
easy. That
old
man's wrapped up yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. We had a good group in here. Wasn't too big. You know, they do a lot for us. They really do. They help out a lot of local small charities, and you know, just a lot of people in Matagorda County. They help out, and they good group of guys. They just are, and it was the size this year was really really nice. It was manageable, and it wasn't just plain stupid.
Right,
you know, at the harbor in the morning, you know. It just just was, you know, and it's not near as large as it used to be, but you know, it kind of fluctuates every year. But it was a good group of But yeah, they do a lot for us, and we appreciate them. They bring a lot of money to the economy down here, and then help the folks. There's just so many charities that they write a check to at the end of all this, and they're happy to do it. And all the guys, you know, on my boat, and you know, they just enjoy coming and having a good time, and so we've been doing it a long time with them, and we appreciate them. But yeah, it was, you know, it just seems like, you know, we always have it this time in July, and July is just July. It's kind of like, I put it in that category of kind of like April, you know. I mean, it could be really good, but then it could be really, really tough. And it's just, we're just on that really tough side of it right now.
Yeah.
Your tides drop, you know, golly, you just, when your tides fall like that and your water temperatures in the mid 80s, you know, any little breath of wind from the west is going to muddy things up, and it just makes it where you can only fish about 10 to 15% of your bay system. Well, that's kind of what we did, and we made the best of it. We actually did pretty daggum good. Friday right. was a little tougher, but Saturday we actually did pretty daggum good, but it's just, you know, we haven't gotten anything, you know, in July. You know, July is going to be, you know, tough because it just, this is what we said. But some years you get those where it looks like maybe this week it's going to be 5 to 10 in some spots. You know, you get a little high pressure sitting over the top of us and it flattens things out. And that's kind of what you hope for. And,
well, that's,
you know,
what we're hoping for. Yeah, we could use some calm weather, man. Gosh.
Yeah. I just hadn't seen it, you know, we just keep saying, man, it's coming, and it hadn't come yet.
So much for my June 6th prediction. What a joke.
I know. It is, but I think fishermen, we're all eternal optimists. We should be anyway. Because, hey, it's going to be better the next day. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like Friday. I told him, I said, you know, it was tough. I said, look, man, I'm a baseball guy. We went 1 for 5 or 0 for 4 today, but man, I got a chance to go 4 for 4 tomorrow. You know, I'll forget about this quick, and I'll regroup, and we'll do something better on Saturday. You know, and but you know, hopefully, you know, we just keep saying it. Hopefully, but man, we hadn't even got a chance. We hadn't even sniffed the surf. You know. Not even a sniff in there I mean, hadn't even considered it. You know, I went to the beach. My wife and daughter wanted to go to the beach yesterday, so when I got off the water, I met them down there. I mean, it's just, golly, just nasty. And that
rolled up,
blue water,
rough and muddy.
Oh, man, just rough and muddy, you know. And you think, man, you can't believe there's a trout out there, but there is, you know. You just got to be able to fish it.
Well, I'm sure the Brazos River isn't helping y'all's conditions in the surf now either, water clarity wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hurts things. It really does. The way that current flows coming out when that river's dumping. But and you know, our river, I even tried to revert to that on Friday when it was blowing so hard. We were in the bay, and I finally said, man, this is enough. Let's go see if we can find something else. Because you couldn't go to – it was tough to fish to West Bay on Friday, you know, when you try to get out of these winds, because you had any water over there. You know, and I told him, I said, man, I know we're over here fishing this dirty water. I said, but at least we have water. I said, you know, on days like this, I like to get in the back lake. But I said, man, there's no water back there.
No,
we're just
not enough water. We can't do it.
And we got a little bit more water back Saturday morning. So, and we had a really, really hard incoming tide. And that's what we actually ended up going to West Bay Saturday and had a little bite. That moon was on the horizon at about 7:30. And I told him, I said, and you know, we're on that bright moon. I told him, and you know, that was working against us too. You better be where they're going to be when that moon's on the horizon. You know, and I said, man, we got about an hour. I said, to try to catch them, and that's what we did. And then after that, man, it was tough again, but we did catch them. So, but I'm hoping this week I say it every Sunday, but it keeps looking like it might calm down a little bit. But I guess it's just making us better fishermen.
Yeah, it is. I'm tired of trying to be better. I want something easy for a change.
I like to just roll out there and just not even think about it. Just roll into the harbor. And my biggest decision of the day is, man, where am I going to go? Because everything's a player, you know?
Right.
I'm waiting for one of those days. Where am I going to go today?
What does Charlie say? How you doing, Charlie? Oh, just fighting the elements, man.
Fighting elements. I laughed at him yesterday when you told me. You told him, good luck. He goes, I'm going to need it.
Charlie.
Oh, well. Charlie. You know, that's the thing about old Charlie, you know. Everybody thinks he's old. We call him the old goat down here, you know. But you always going to get 110% out of Charlie. He
always.
Might not be the happiest person in the world, but you're always going to get everything out of him. And, man, I can take that. When he works for me, that's why I get.
It's like the old saying, everybody says, that's Charlie. That's Charlie.
That's him. That's him. And that's why I like him to work for me when he out of the lodge, because I know I'm going to get everything, because he does not like to lose. He feels like when he doesn't catch him, he loses out there.
Not the only time I'd ever see Charlie smile is when I'd give him a check from the Trout Masters tournament. You get a good smile out of him on that when you hand him that check. Or when he catches a big trout.
Yeah, years ago when he would come into the harbor, we would we'd know if he caught them or not.
Right.
This is 20 years ago. He'd have a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, he caught him today.
Victory cigar. The old Stogie.
If he didn't, don't talk to him. And don't tell him you caught him. If he didn't.
Yeah, don't pop a box really on him.
Yeah, don't throw him. Don't throw him on the table on him.
Boy, the old days are over. All that box popping.
Oh yeah, jeez, that was. They sure are. I'm glad they are. But man, that used to happen. All you know, we'd have, especially us dudes that throw lures. You know, you'd come in there. That's when all the stuff started with the croakers and all that. You know. It was, uh-huh. It'd just be one of those tough days, and the croaker suckers would roll in there and just throw 30 on the table on you, and you just go, my gosh, you know. The young gun back then.
Well, nowadays, with the three trout limit and a slot limit, you can just lay your old fish out there and just have a different group pose with the same fish. It all looks the same anyway. I mean,
it does.
They just inevitably they do it every day, the same. Same guy, three different people, but same nine slots, you know, 15 to 19s laying on the table. It just, there's no glamour in that to me whatsoever.
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get a lot of things.
Just take your same table shot and just crop new customers into it every day and post it. It's basically what it's like. Oh, well.
Try to get along down here. We do. We do for the most part. We got a bunch of good guys down here. And, you know, the ones that are not are kind of, you know, they got to get in line or, you know, because that's the thing about it in this guide business, you know. You're not going to – you need your other guys, man, because there's some times when you've got slots open and they need extra boats, and those guys that watch and know how you do it and you do it the right way, they want to put their customers with you, you know. And so we're always watching. That's what I tell a lot of the guys, man, I'm always watching some of these dudes, how they treat people and how they act when nobody's looking, you know. And
right.
So one day I might need them for my people, you know. And so they're always, you know, they're always auditioning. And there's some that you know that you're just not going to use, and then but most of them are. Most of them are good guys and work hard and do what's right for the fishery. But there's always, you know, it's just life. There's always that guy or that.
Yeah, that's in every profession.
Yeah, every profession. Yeah, it is. So for the most part, we got a pretty good little group down here.
Yeah,
that get along and do it right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm with you,
and it's you need folks too. I mean, especially when it's as tough as it is right now. I do not like chasing other people's fish. I don't make a whole lot of phone calls on the water when it's tough, you know. But then there's times when, you know, guys say, man, we had this little bite over here, and it kind of reminded you of patterns, you know, you might forget. So it helps to have good fishermen on your side and that know, hey, if they give you information, you're going to keep that to yourself. You're not going to blow them up, you know, because that's the main thing. I don't say a whole lot I don't want to blow the other 8 to 10 dudes that fish for me on a regular basis, you know, blow them up. Cause there's some guys that just don't know, hey, if we're catching them over here, they don't know how to slide in on this piece of shell and this piece of shell and not screw it up for everybody, you know? So you gotta kind of choose who you give your info to.
Yeah, that ain't no joke.
Yeah. It is. It's not being mean. It's not. It's just you just know you don't want to mess up the rest of your crowd. You know, I get questions all the
time, man.
I get questions all the time. Hey, man, if we get two boats and we bring our boat down, you know, hey, how about we just get two boats and we'll bring our other one? I said, no. He just follows us. Nah. I said, man, you have to understand that.
Man, we used to play that follow boat game way back
never
in the day,
catch
and
it.
All it does is screw you up.
That's all it does.
It messes.
I said,
you
man,
and
I'm not going to take
up
you
in
to
your
it.
Boat yeah. and just yeah, it's nasty.
I said, you're. I'm not going to take you to the. If I've got guys that fish for me regularly, I'm not going to take you in there with them because you that guy. Inevitably screw everything up for the rest of the 10 because
they just don't know how to approach it properly.
No,
you know, they just don't know.
And when you explain it to them like that, you know, they okay, well, I understand what you know, but you got to think of the other guys too. You know, I mean, it's just it's not worth it to let them save a little money on you know and just blow everybody up. It's just
right. I'm with
you. It's not worth it. Not worth it.
I quit doing it. I did it for a couple
I'm not that guy for you.
It didn't pan out too well for me.
Yeah, and then they just don't know. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't pick. It's kind of like you know, guys that are just starting out like a snow goose guy. You just don't pick up a spread and decide you're going to hunt snow geese, man. It just, you know, back in the day when we had them, you know, you can't fake a snow goose hunt.
No,
man, if you ain't been there and you ain't done it, there ain't no way in the world you're going to pull this off, you know?
Now, you're walking
the same
out
way
with egg on your face, my friend.
It is. Same
it's
way in this
satisfied
business,
customers. They'll never be back. Adios. All right, Bink, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you guys, how they get a hold of you, man?
MatagorToSunriseLives.com. And 979-241-1705. Give us a call, text. We got fish, ladies and gentlemen. We do have fish. We just got to have the conditions are going to get better. We're going to show you we got some fish. We're not going to pull a bunch on the table, but we're going to catch them.
That's it. All right, buddy. Bink, have a good Sunday. Good talking to you.
All right, everybody out there. We'll see y'all later.
Later, man. All right. All right, that's Bink Grimes down in Matagorda. And that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.